welcome Bill Melberg, our political humor satirist, University of Illinois alum from Chicago.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Morning.
Good morning, Connect FM listeners. Happy Black Friday, and I hope you all enjoyed a happy Thanksgiving and a good turkey dinner.
Well, we did, Bill. How about you? Do you have any leftover turkey, my friend?
Boy, do I ever. Just listen to this.
It sounds like your turkey is still gobbling, Bill.
Yes, it is. We gave old Tom a pardon this year and thought about having chicken instead. But we really wanted something a little more special, so we thought about having steaks. But we needed the cow for our milk, so we thought about supporting the Illinois pork producers and having a Thanksgiving ham.
Well, that's good of you to do that. Well, that's a good pork producer there. But Bill, if you don't mind my interrupting, this is beginning to sound like either a tall tale or Old MacDonald's Farm.
Well, you're right, Stevie, but this culinary conversation reminds me of the very first Thanksgiving dinner. Mm. And I know you have some very special guests this morning who are going to tell us about that first Thanksgiving nearly 400 years ago, back in 1621.
Well, indeed we do, Bill. And we're now joined by the former Secretary of State, Dr. Henry Kissinger, who will narrate our story, and by former presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush, who will help us tell the story. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Stevie and Diane. Howdy, Stevie. Howdy, Diane.
Hi.
Happy belated Thanksgiving, Stevie, and a very happy belated Thanksgiving to you too, Diane.
Thanks. Well,
thank you all for being with us this morning. And Dr. Kissinger, please tell us the real story of that first Thanksgiving, sir.
Well, our story takes place in Plymouth Colony, which later became part of what is now known as the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. The year is 1621. Plymouth Colony had been founded the previous year by a group of English separatists who later became known as the Pilgrims. They arrived in December 1620 aboard a ship called the Mayflower. Their leader was Governor William Bradford. Because the Pilgrims arrived so late in the year, they suffered horribly through the first winter at Plymouth Colony. Half the Pilgrims died in those early months.
Wow, it must have been terrible.
It was first and terrible, Stevie. It was horrible. But with the help of a Native American named Squanto, the Pilgrims learned how to catch fish and plant corn, or as the Native Americans call it, maize.
Wow. That's amazing.
Pretty good pun, Stevie.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I just couldn't resist it, sir.
If I may continue.
Yes, sir.
At the end of their first year, and with the help of Squanto and his tribe, the Pilgrims managed to produce a small but welcome harvest, and they decided to have a special feast to give thanks for their modest blessings. Governor Bradford wanted to invite their Native American neighbors to join the Pilgrims in that feast. Accordingly, he asked a small girl, who he called Little Red Riding Hood, to go to Squanto's village and invite the tribe for dinner.
President Bush, I think you're supposed to read Governor Bradford's lines, and Diane Ducey will be playing the role of Little Red Riding Hood.
Oops, I'm sorry, Stevie. I was so engrossed in Dr. Kissinger's story there, I almost forgot my part. So here it is. Little Red Riding Hood.
Yes, Governor Bradford.
Red, everyone in Plymouth Colony knows that you're the smartest and most dependable kid here. So I want you to run over to the Indian village and invite Squanto and his tribe to join us for a Thanksgiving feast. Tell them that I, the governor, sent you.
Yes, sir, I will.
Oh, and Red, tell them it's Dutch treat. Our harvest wasn't all that big. So if the Indians could bring some extra food for the feast, well, that'd make everything that much happier occasion. And one more thing. Don't talk to any strangers on the way, especially wolves.
And now back to Dr. Kissinger's narration.
So over the river and through the woods, Little Red Riding Hood hurried off to the Indian village. But on the way, She ran into a wolf.
President Clinton, I think this is your part, sir.
Why do I have to play the wolf?
Well, that's just the way it worked out, sir. Please, sir, go ahead and read your lines.
All right. Hey, little girl, where are you going?
I'm going to grandmother's house. No, I take that back. I meant to say that I'm going to the Indian village to invite Squanto and his tribe to join the pilgrims for Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, I can tell you a shortcut that'll get you there a lot quicker. In fact, you'll have time to stop by and visit your grandmother on the way. But little Red Riding Hood would not be distracted. She paid no attention to the wolf and hurried on toward the Indian village. But about halfway to the village, little Red Riding Hood arrived at the three little pigs' cabin. The three little pigs invited her to take a rest and to enjoy some libations, courtesy of Sunsinger Vine and Spirits at 1115 West Windsor Road in Champaign. Since she was a bit tired, little Red Riding Hood gladly accepted the pig's kind invitation. Papa Pig asked her to take his seat at the table, but it was too big. So Mama Pig asked Red to take her seat at the table, but it was too small. Finally, their son, Arnold Ziffel Pig, invited little Red Riding Hood to sit in his chair. It was just right, and Papa Pig politely asked Red what kind of wine she would like.
I'll take a Merlot, please. By the way, I understand they have more than 900 international wines at Sunsinger Wine and Spirits at 1115 West Windsor Road in Champaign.
Yes, they do. It's a wonderful place. But, as Little Red Riding Hood and the three little pigs were enjoying what the Italians call vino, the wolf yelled at them from outside.
Hey, if you don't invite me to join you for some of that Sunsinger wine, I'm going to huff, I'm going to puff, and I'm going to blow your cabin down.
Wait a minute. Dr. Kissinger, this isn't the story of the first Thanksgiving. It's a crazy combination of fairy tales. You've mixed up Little Red Riding Hood, Goldilocks, and the three pigs. I mean, Goldilocks and the three bears, crying out loud. I'm afraid I'm going to have to stop you before the story gets even more ridiculous, sir.
But we haven't even come to the part where Squanto and his tribe meet Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
And how about the part where Governor Bradford sends Hansel and Gretel out to rescue Little Red Riding Hood?
Yeah, Stevie, what about that part?
I'm sorry. I think we'd better end the story right here. And with our apologies to Presidents Clinton and Bush and to our Connect FM listeners.
No need to apologize to me, Stevie. I thought the story was just starting to get interesting. And I wanted to hear about Pocahontas choosing the turkey and the Pilgrims and the Indians playing football later that same day. Starting another great Thanksgiving tradition.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. We have to move on. But thank you for joining us. And now let's talk turkey with our regular point-counterpoint team of Senators John McCain, Republican of Arizona, Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat of Massachusetts.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane, my
Hi.
Friend.
Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane. Hello, Connect FM listeners. Gobble, gobble, everybody.
Gentlemen, you just heard the fairy tale version of the first Thanksgiving, as told by Dr. Henry Kissinger, with some help from Presidents Clinton and Bush, plus, of course, our very own Little Red Riding Hood. But I wonder what your thoughts are today as you think about the real Thanksgiving at Plymouth Colony. Congressman Frank, you're from Massachusetts, so why don't you go first?
Well, Stevie and Diane, the fairy tale you just heard isn't all that different from the fairy tale that passes for the traditional version of the first Thanksgiving. But the politically correct version of those events is very, very different. It describes the mistreatment of the Native Americans by the mean old pilgrims and the ingratitude that they displayed towards Squanto and his tribe. Moreover, some of my friends from PETA could tell you about the terrible mistreatment of turkeys by the pilgrims.
Senator McCain, your response?
Stevie, my friend, some of the details of the first Thanksgiving at Plymouth Colony have been lost through time, and other aspects of that feast have become both myth and legend, as you just heard. With the help of their Indian friends, the colonists had survived their first year in the New World, and we can all give thanks for the many blessings that God has bestowed upon this great land, which is why Thanksgiving is such a beautiful tradition.
Well said, sir. Well said. Thank you, Senator McCain, for those inspiring words and for reminding us what Thanksgiving is really all about. And when we come back, political humorist Bill Melberg will be bringing us one of his favorite holiday songs, and you won't believe who the performers are. 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM. It's 8:47. This segment on the radio with Bill Melberg, brought to you by Sunsinger Wines. From Sunsinger Wine and Spirits, where you'll find a knowledgeable staff to assist you with your choice of fine wine, spirits, and beer, along with the finest foods fresh from their deli. Join them in their cafe for a gourmet menu that includes delicious hot soups, salads, sandwiches, desserts, and more than 30 wines by the glass. From wine accessories to custom gift baskets, let Sunsinger be your holiday entertainment and gift-giving solution. Located in Champaign, Windsor, and Galen Drive, and on the web, sunsingerwines.com. We're back with political humorist Bill Melberg. And, Bill, Thanksgiving is now behind us. Christmas is 4 weeks away.
Well, yes, it is, Stevie and Little Red Riding Hood. Diane. Great job, Diane.
Thank you.
Between now and Christmas, I hope to share some of my favorite obscure Christmas songs with our Connect FM listeners, starting with this one. See if you can guess who the performers are.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. A hippopotamus is all I want. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use our dirty chimney blue. Just bring him through the front door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning, creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes. See my hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do.
Everybody thinks.
Crocodiles or rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses.
Well,
and hippopotamuses
who,
like me too.
Who sang that, Bill?
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Well, Stevie, you know, that's, I tell you, it's three guys, very famous guys. The Three Stooges, Mo Larry and Curly Joe.
Oh, I did not know that.
Huh.
You mean Curly Joe, who was in the Three Stooges feature films and cartoons?
That's right. Curly Joe Derita, the last of the Stooges. Not Joe Besser, who followed Shemp and who I think you interviewed.
Yeah, I did interview Joe Besser a long, long time ago. But, yeah,
he's the guy who used to say, not so hard.
Well, it's great stuff. And
you know, my late mother never wanted me to watch the Three Stooges.
Really? Thought it was too violent?
Yeah. Diane, how about you?
I see them in reruns, and I think they're fun.
Oh, well.
I don't know. Do you think the current generation, I mean, does Gabby have any idea who the Three Stooges
Probably
are?
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think my kids either do either. I mean, they're out there somewhere on TV.
Right.
We don't seek it out.
Yeah.
One of my friend's sons said, Mr. Melberg, do you think the Three Stooges are funny? And I said, well, yeah. I said, but they're so dumb.
Yeah.
And I said, well, that's kind of why they're funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess you'd call that slapstick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And weren't they in vaudeville and all that vaudeville stuff?
Right.
Yeah, and actually, I think there's a movie coming out next year.
Yeah, Mel Gibson was a big fan.
Oh, was he?
I think
he's the guy behind the Three Stooges movie project
next
year.
I didn't know that either.
I just don't know what, you know, three other people playing them is going to be like.
No, that's right. Well, the cast, there'll be a lot of people probably could do the stuff, but how will it be accepted? It'll be interesting.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I know you're probably out doing that midnight shopping, Bill, you know, whole Black Friday thing, so.
Well, actually, I started my Christmas shopping the day after Christmas last year.
So. Yeah?
or is this that, year.
That,
last year.
Well, you get great deals after Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so you should be all set then if you did that.
Yeah, I think some of the food products might have spoiled by now.
Well, Bill, always a pleasure. Thank you for your time and talent, my friend.
I ask you why I want to thank the Connect FM players for that
you
first
bet.
Thanksgiving.
You bet. Thanks so much, Bill.
Ask you why I want.
Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
Have a great weekend. 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM. This is Stevie J. Thanks for listening. And again, have a great weekend.
I think what surprised me the most about the first year of Connect FM is that starting with zero listeners, zero, how fast we have grown.
I'm just truly thankful to Stevie J for wanting to do something different, for wanting to have a good local talk show.
On FM, loud and clear.
You know, those things help.
I think so. And I came here not knowing what to expect. You've taught me so much.
I am so glad you have this kind of radio station.
I'm excited about all the calls we get.
Really interesting conversations that get us to think and share and open our minds and see the other side of the story.
It's been a lot of fun. Our response has been unbelievable.
Yeah, I really enjoy this.
Well, thank you.
Listeners really engage and connect with us.
It's just been fun.
Yeah, and the Cardinals as World Series champs.
What's up with that?
Fun.
I cannot believe that it's been 1 year.
And it's been a wonderful year for me here at Connect FM.
And I haven't been fired yet. And that's crazy.
I thought it was a great decision.
Don't tell anybody.